Time for your entertainment news on this Friday, April 19th, on the morning KLH. Last night, Jimmy Kimmel on Jimmy Kimmel Live said, "Today rightfully should be a holiday, since Taylor Swift's new record is out."
We have more important subjects to focus on, right, Guillermo? Because the new Taylor Swift album drops.
Yeah,
right
now.
And we still have to work tomorrow, which tomorrow should be a holiday, right? I mean, are we really going to make people drive after pulling all-nighters listening to Taylor Swift? Please be careful out there tomorrow.
Unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
I won't listen to it.
I was going to say, he's joking, but I'll bet there are a lot of people.
I'm sure there were, Marcus.
I will be with my daughter enjoying Record Store Day tomorrow and getting a full analysis of her brand new album.
All right. You're going to be sitting there listening to it tomorrow?
No, I'm sure she's just going to tell me about song after song after song after song.
Gotcha. So, back to Jimmy Kimmel last night. Zendaya was on as a guest. She said her boyfriend, Tom Holland, got out of a speeding ticket because, well, he's Spider-Man.
Have you ever received a speeding ticket or a moving violation?
I have not.
Oh, good.
I've gotten close.
What happened?
Tom and I were rushing to a spin class with my mother. I was not going to do the spin class. He was going to do the spin class. Because I don't do that. we were going a little fast. We were running late. And they recognized that he was Spider-Man. And we were fine. We got a warning. And everything was okay.
Well, he's a crime fighter, of course. There's a community there. All right.
Never happens to me.
Getting out of a ticket?
No. From The Tonight Show, Larry David shares the story of reading a letter in the New York Post. They had a New York Post psychiatrist. And as he's reading this letter, he realized it was written by his mom about 12-year-old Larry David. Here it is.
She wrote a letter to the psychiatrist who had a column in the New York Post, Dr. Franz Blau. She wrote a letter to Dr. Franz Blau, and I read it because she used to talk about Dr. Franz Blau.
Yeah.
So I would read the column, and I recognized that this was my mother writing to the psychiatrist.
What was my mother.
I know it.
What was she saying?
She's saying that my son, he's 12 years old, he hates people. He hates people. He's morose.
Yeah.
He's taciturn. And what really gave it away, he doesn't trick or treat. He doesn't go out trick or treating. That's me. I didn't trick or treat. I knew it was me.
You gotta get this article. You gotta cut this out.
I should have saved it.
But
it was me.
That's hilarious.
Did you know, trick-or-treating.
You didn't like trick-or-treating.
This is stupid, you know.
Why?
Yeah, first of all, you got strangers. You're dealing with strangers all over the place. Every apartment is a stranger.
Yeah.
It's rude, too, banging on someone's door. Yeah. It's stupid.
At 12 years old, you thought this?
Yeah, I knew that at 12. I didn't want to see all those people. And then the costume? The costume?
Yeah,
costume. You got to put a costume on?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
So I would have thought he was paranoid that article was about him until he kept on going on his rant. And nope, now I'm convinced.
Yeah, I am totally convinced.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the Kelly and Mark show where Jesse Tyler Ferguson, you know him from Modern Family, talks about his early days when he tried and failed to become a male model.
When I came to New York, God, I was naive. So people were like, you have a very interesting look. You have red hair. You know, you should look into modeling. I was like, right. I will look into that. So the day that I decided to do this, it was raining really hard. It was terrible wind. I get out of my apartment. My umbrella completely demolishes. I run to the subway. Sure. You know, I'm like, this is not a sign that the universe is saying bad idea. I'm going to go ahead and do this. So I go knock on different modeling agencies' doors, and I say, you know, that knock on the door, they open. I said, hi, I'm here to talk to someone about modeling. And they're like, okay. And they like always would give me a weird look and shut the door in my face. Sometimes they take my photo. So on the last stop, I get into the elevator. The elevator's door is closed. They're mirrored. And I see myself for the first time. A piece of the umbrella that had broken at the beginning of the day was hanging off of my hair. knock, knock, knock. Hi, I'm here to talk to you about modeling.
You know what?
With scrap metal in my hair.
But in New York City, that's like Tuesday.
I know. They were like, oh, yeah, this nutso.
Yeah.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson. From the Kelly Clarkson Show, Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians told Kelly that he had just had a pastrami sandwich for breakfast while visiting New York, and Kelly's accidental reply made her get up and walk off with laughter. Here it is.
I just felt like a pastrami
sandwich. Someone stop you and say, oh, it's a classic thing we do here?
No, I called my friend. I was like, oh, I'm having breakfast. I'm getting a pastrami sandwich. They're like, that is the strangest thing. That's weird.
Yeah.
Meat, first thing in the morning. No good.
Well, steak and eggs.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. I don't mind meat in the morning. Yeah. We'll still...
okay. There it is. Wait a second. Hold on.
Are you serious? Those are the words I used? Like, did I just say that? It's not a bad thing, though. Okay.
Okay.
And rare footage. This is 30 years old, what I'm about to play for you. Rare footage of Kris Jenner hosting a home video on self-defense just surfaced online. From 1994, Kris Jenner is showing women how to punch and how to walk with confidence.
Learning how to defend yourself is a must.
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
Excellent.
That's obviously to the eyes.
Obviously. Excellent.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Well, Kenny, I guess you just have to do whatever it takes to survive. If you walk around with a confident attitude, you're going to be a lot less likely to be a victim.
Kris Jenner. Right.
Thank you, there. Kris Jenner.
From 1994.
Yeah.
I wonder if you would have told her what was in store if she would believe you.
No.
I don't think so either.
Probably not.
That's your entertainment news for Friday, April 19th, 2024.